והוא נכון. צהריים טובים רבותיי. So we are officially now in the שלושת ימי הגבלה. So we're getting closer and closer to Har Sinai. It's big stuff. So just a few other interesting הלכות and מנהגים related to חג השבועות, which sometimes get overlooked, I'd like to discuss, and we have this one and one more before Shavuot, וזהו. So there's a famous halakha. Not many people know what it's where it's sourced from, but the earliest source that this halakha can be found is in the work of, it's called Emek Beracha, written by Hagaon Rabbi Avraham Halevi Horowitz. Sound familiar? Who is it? Emek Beracha. Hagaon Rabbi Avraham Halevi Horowitz, a.k.a. the father of the Shulchan Kadosh. He has a sefer speaking about many different inyan halakha. It was Acharon Kadmon. And he writes over there that on Lil Shavuot, a person should be makpid not to make kiddush before Laila Vaday, before Tzedek Kohavim. Why? Because he says, by Sefirat HaOmer, the Torah says very specifically, Sheva Shabbatot Temimot Tehiyena, that the days have to be complete. Now, yes, Chazal do give us the opportunity, the option to be mekabel Yom Tov early, but doing so would encroach on the Shlemut of the 49 days. So therefore he says, don't do it. Many poskim acharonim bring down this emek beracha as halacha, Magen Avraham, Pri Chadash, and many others bring this down as halacha, as does the Mishnah Berurah, obviously. The Eliyahu Rabba brings this down and he says, tzarich iyun. Doesn't explain why, but he says tzarich iyun. Yeah, Gaon Eliyahu Rabba was a perush on which famous sefer? Eliyahu Rabba, you see it in the Mishnah Berurah all the time. El Yoraba, yeah? So, oh, that one. Yeah, so. It's a tremendous Gaon. A Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu Shapira Mitiktin. He was a Perush on which Sefer? The Levush, people in Levush. Anyway, Bekitzur. Late Aurir. A Gaon Rabbi Eliyahu Shapira Mitiktin. What was his name? Anyway, so he writes over there, Tzarich Iyun. He doesn't explain what the issue, what his issue that Tzarich Iyun is on the Shita, but fine. The Taz, interestingly, in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimal, the Ran says, not the Ran, the Taz, Rav Turei Zahav, Hagaon Rabbi David Halevi Segal, he writes, takes it a step further, not only should a person avoid doing Kiddush before Tzete Kohavim on Leil Shavuot, he says, the Kahal should avoid praying Arvit before Tzete Kohavim. Why? Because Arvit also has this power of ushering in the new day. And therefore, he says, don't pray Arvit. Mishnah Berurah brings it down, but now as follows. Maran Zichron Berakha has a famous tshuva about this in Shelot U'Tshuvot Yechaveh Da'at, Chelek Vav Siman Lamed. He writes Meforash, he brings down all these poskim, and he says, wherever possible, if you can. So first of all, the Taz is Da'at Yechida'a. This fact that the Taz stretched this thing of Kiddush to Tfilat Arvit as well, is Da'a Yechida'a. So he doesn't even, he's not makpid for that. And even for Kiddush, this thing of Kiddush, he says, if you're able to, and it doesn't make, you know, throw everything off, then Matovu Mana'im do it, but it's certainly not something that's compulsory. People ask me, you're davening before, you're davening at Shkia on it. So we happen to be davening at Shkia, so we get home by the time for Tzedek Chavim and Kiddush, whatever, but it's not, he writes in Yechavedat, it's no, this halakha is nowhere in Rishonim, nowhere in Shas, Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Shas, Bet Yosef, Klum, absent. When all Amudei Hora'ah and the Shas and the Bet Yosef omit halakha, what does that tell you?
Not that important.
Not that it's not important, but doesn't exist. Meaning it came from somewhere, it was, there are mikorot for it, but the Amudei Hora'ah didn't bring it down. You know, when we refer to Amudei Hora'ah, who are they? Rif, Rambam, Rosh. Those are three Amudei Hora'ah that the Bet Yosef, where do we get this term from? The Bet Yosef coined that term. In the Hakdama, he writes Meforash that his Derech, I don't know if you ever read the Hakdama of Bet Yosef, which I've been telling you about for ages, but he says his Derech in Psak Halacha is to bring, now the Bet Yosef brings down all of the opinions on the Sugya, but then in order to be, the Bet Yosef calls himself, doesn't call himself a Posek, he calls himself Machriya. Because basically, what is the job of a Posek to do? You got to take all the shitot on the sugya, and now we have, it's a big sea out there. you have the Shas, you have the Poskim HaRishonim, and now you have to navigate. So the job of the Posik is to tell you, okay, do that. So the Bet Yosef says, you know how I'm navigating? You know how I'm Posik? You know how I'm going to be Machriya? By going by all or majority of the Amudei Hora'ah. That's why, perforce, would anybody know why the Rif and the Rambam tend to agree on most things, on Moshe Tot and Shas?
They're both from the Rifs.
Huh? Actually not. The Rif was actually Algerian, North African. The Rif was never in Sfarad. Different region. Same idea, but different region. The Rif was never in Sfarad. The Rif was in Algeria and then later in Morocco. Hence the name Alfasi. What's Alfas? From Fez. Morocco's not next to Spain. I mean, not far, but... Yeah, the reason why they're always, not always, but most of the time, the Rif and the Rambam are in tandem is because the Rif was the Rambam's Rebbe's Rebbe. The Rebbe of the Rambam was? Also, but primarily? Are you killing me? Rabbeinu Yosef HaLevi Ibn Migash. Rimigash! Yeah, the Rimigash was the Rambam's Rebbe. Yeah? No, his father and himself.
Isn't he six when he passed away?
But he, no, not six.
Huh? Rambam was like a kid, little kid. When
he still learned. He considered most of his Torah from the Rimigash. And he quotes him several times in the Mishneh Torah, and he says he calls him a Chacham HaShalem Rabbeinu Yosef HaLevi. That's what he always calls him, a Chacham HaShalem. So his Rebbe and the Rimigash's Rebbe was the Rif. So over there, that's why, in general, the Rif and the Rambam tend to see eye to eye on many halachic issues. Whereas the Rosh, many times, will have a... Now that... You know, the Rosh's view on halacha could have been influenced by Puske Ashkenaz, and because who is the Rosh a Talmid of? Nope. Rashba was in Spain. The Maram Rotenburg, who's Me'achrone, Ba'ale HaTosfot. Yeah, the Maram Rotenburg, Yifeh Me'od, Ashrecha, Baruch Abba. And he says, Maram Rotenburg actually died in jail. You know that. So, Maram Rotenburg was actually the last thing he wrote. Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenburg, he was one of the last Ba'alei HaTosfot who, in Germany, I don't know if it was a Kaiser or some local governor, he took him for ransom and he put him in jail. And they were going to pay his ransom, but the Maharam told the Jewish community, he says he ushered them from doing it, like the Gemara tells us in Masechet Gittin, that what, you're not allowed to do that, why? It's going to engender them to do more. He says, leave me here. And he actually passed away. He was in the middle of writing a Pirush on Masichet Aholot in Mishnayot Taharot. And he passed away in the middle of his Pirush. He says, I'm writing, he writes in his Pirush on Masichet Taharot, you can see it. He says, I'm writing this Pirush right now. I'm in Bet HaSohar, Bet HaKele, whatever he writes over there. And he passed away over there. He was there for a few years until the Kaiser, whoever it was, passed away. And then they let him, they let them bury him, and then when they took him out, he's mamash warm and fresh, like he was sleeping. Mamash, I do it. If you look in Shema Gdolim, Be'erich Maram Mirotenburg, he brings down the story. Anyway, we have a Shema Gdolim here.
We do.
Zevadai. Now, anyway, Bekitzur.
Aviva Mizrach should have one.
So, two chalakim, Sfarim and Sofrim. I don't know if they combined it into one chalak.
They combined it.
Anyway, Mikol Makom. That's where I get all the stuff from, by the way. Shema Gdolim, classic. I used to read it every night before I went to bed. From cover to cover. That's how. It's interesting. First of all, you get a few. Chidan knew all of these things. You have to learn all those Sfarim to know that. And it's not even about the Sfarim. It's about the authors. You know what I'm saying? About the authors and the life and times.
He says who they are, who the Rebbe was.
Yeah, he goes through everything. It's mamash. It's mind-blowing. But it's written like the Chidah. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so Maran Zichron Vechar writes in Yechavedat, said, okay, he says, sometimes in Europe, for instance, you know what time Shkia is in Europe now? No, not 11. Shkia is late. It's like 9 something. Huh? England, France, Germany, it's very late, especially this time of year. So he says over there, can you imagine not making Kiddush until then, or not praying Arvit until then, and then by the time you get home, and then by the time you get back, it's 3 in the morning, and now you want to do Tikkun Len Shavuot, and it's time for Shacharit. As ma'asita. So he says, there's a big inyan to do Tikkun Len Shavuot. So now I'm going to get to the actual Tikkun in a second, but he says, if this Chumrah, that, and we can only call it that because it's not quoted by Gedolei Poskei Rishonim. So if this Chumrah is going to throw off the Seder of the night, so Bevadai, you're able to forego it. But for us, the Sfaradim, you know, Ashkenazim, truth be told, by most Bate Knesset and Yeshivot of Ashkenazim, they are makpid, correct me if I'm wrong, not to start even Tfilat Arvit before Tzete Kochavim on Lein Shavuot. They go like the Taz, apparently. That's a horse of a different color. Many of them do, actually. By the way, the Arizal was Ashkenazi. But that's a different story. But his name was actually, his name was Ashkenazi. Yeah? Luria Ashkenazi. Second cousin of the Maharshal. Anyway, Bikitsur, huh? The Gros said that too. Yeah, sure. Famous. The Gros said to do the Tikkun, but that was the famous Magid Midubna, his Mashal to the Gros. You know, the Gros hired the Magid Midubna to give him Musa. And the Magid Midubna was terrified. You know what it means to sit there? Like the Gros sits you there and says, okay, give me Musa. What do you do? Anyway, so that's that. What's the matter?
When Rabbi was saying that there is a if something's not brought down in chas and amudei hora'ah and such, then it's not really followed.
But no, that's not what I said. Right. That's not what I said. Not what I said. Okay. It means that those poskim didn't hold of it.
Right.
So then that gives you the proper mishkal to such a halacha.
Right. But what about, say, for example, something that's brought down into sefta, but not necessarily brought down in chas?
Depends who brings it. Not everything in the tosefta is halacha lemaaseh. You got to look in. Now, for instance, many things in the Tosefta are Masechet Sofrim, which is the basis for Hilchot Stam. It's a Tosefta. So a lot of things are brought, some things are not. You got to see how the Divrei Tanaim ve'Amoraim trickle down through the Rishonim ve'Acharonim. That's the halachic process. Anyway, you know, there's a hierarchy when it comes to halacha. There's an ecosystem. Huh? There's the, you have, it starts before the Tanaim as well, but the Tanaim were the first ones to condense the Torah Shebe'al Pes. You have Tanaim Amoraim, then you see where it goes. You have Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, rules about each one. Tosefta, you know, you have Midrash Halacha, Sifra, Sifri, Mechilta, you have all these things. In terms of Torah Shebe'al Pes?
Yeah.
The Rambam says they only had private notebooks and recordings of their own Limudim. Nothing official before the Mishnah. Torah Shebe'al Pes. Yeah, before Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Torah Shebe'al Pes was in its stated form, i.e., Be'al Peh. Huh?
Ish Mipi Ish. Like the Gemara?
Yeah.
This pasuk means this pasuk means that.
Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu also had Torah Shebe'al Peh. Just what? It wasn't recorded in writing. It was given over Moshe Yehoshua v'lezkenim v'chule v'chule. Now, anyway, back to Lein Shavuot. So now, we just touched on a very, very hot button topic of Tikkun Lein Shavuot. Now, everybody calls it that. And everybody knows the famous midrash, what we're trying to be mitakin b'oto alayla. There's actually a midrash that says that we fell asleep. There's actually more, the Zohar actually goes a step further, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to listen. It's a Zohar HaKadosh Meforash in Parashat Yitro, that anybody who's up, Bilil Chag HaShavuot, learning all night long, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls all the malachim, and he comes down with them to listen to the limud of Am Yisrael on this night. And he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tremendously, V'chadek Hutsha Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tremendously happy. And he tells the Malachim, look what they're doing to be Mekadesh et Shemi. And anybody who participates in this limud, says the Zohar HaKadosh, is Nichtav B'Sefer HaZikaron L'Chaim Tovim Shalom. Is written in the Book of Remembrance. And so too, the Ari HaKadosh says that a person who learns all night long on Lein Shavuot, Muftach Lo She'ashlim Shnato. So, okay. So now, what is that? Now, don't forget, the main word here in this whole equation is tikkun, okay? Tikkun, obviously, the word tikkun itself connotes what?
Fixing.
Fixing something that was done wrong. There was something obviously done wrong at Ma'amar HaSinai, everybody knows that, and we're trying to fix that. Now, the Ari HaKadosh, and this is the Minhag HaSfaradim Midore Dorot, Ari HaKadosh, Maran HaBet Yosef, as recorded in Magid Misharim, Shla Kadosh brings down such a... All the Mekubah... Shla Kadosh, also. Ashkenazi, yeah. And he also did the Tikkun Lein Shavuot. Yeah? Doesn't get more Ashkenazi than Hurwitz. Yeah? Kach karuno. Who is the Shla Kadosh? Yeah, but what was his name? Nachon? Hagaon Rabbi Yishayah Levi Ish Horvitz. That's how they had an Ish... Now, there's two. Hurwitz is... Anytime you see Ish Horvitz, it's Levim. They're all Levim. Huh? Shene Luchot HaBerit. That was the name of the Sefer. Anyway, and the Sefer is broken down into Chidushim al Hashas, Chidushim al Lachot, Drashot. There's also, everything is mixed up there. So, Mikol Makom, any other Ish Horvitzes you know in Jewish history that are Levim? Huh? Another any other ones?
No,
it was Epstein. He was also a Levi. No, Ashkenazim. Hagaon Rabbi Pinchas HaLevi Ish Horvitz. Ring a bell? What Ashkenazim called the Makna? Yeah? Sefer Afla? He was whose Rebbe? Some Sefer's Rebbe. Efatim. And he had a brother, famous brother. He was the Admon Minikelsberg.
He was the one that...
Hagaon Rabbi Shmuel, Rav Shmelka Minikelsberg was his brother. Yeah. He was, oh, come on. No. Yeah, take care of Shem Gdolim. No.
He was also one that switches pronunciation to be the one of the Sfaradim.
No. That was another one. That was Rav Nosson Adler. That was somebody else. Oh, nice. Anyway. Huh? He had a bunch of Rebbeim. Anyway. Mashimcha Yadidi. What's your name? Ephraim. Yisimcha Elohim ke Ephraim Yechim Nashe. Anyway. Becha Yevarech Yisrael Nemor. Anyway, Bekitzur. I got that from Maran Zichron Vecha. Every time he used to hear a name, he used to hear somebody's name, he used to like throw in a pasuk about it. Something cute, some sort of bracha. Anyway, you got no Tanakh for that. But Mikol Makom, so over here, the Shla Kadosh also did the tikkun. It's good for us, for the Sfaradim, to do the tikkun. Some people would think, I've heard this before, there's no way to gauge the amount of shtuyot in this sentence, but some people say, but doing the tikkun is bitul Torah. Is a shtuyot. Is it? That's a kimat kfira. You're sitting down, you're reading. What's the tikkun? What's in the tikkun, Rabotai? You have, no, not Mishnayot. No. Bedavka al pi HaKabbalah, the Ben Ishchai brings down b'shem HaMekubalim that you're not supposed to say Mishnayot. B'lein Shavuot. Torah Shebichtav, the beginning and end of every parasha in the Torah. And the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim, and then you have Taryag Mitzvot, and Midrashim, and Gemarot, and Zohar, about Ma'amad Har-Sinai. Is it Bitul Torah? Yeah, is it Bitul Torah? All of a sudden, Torah Shebichtav became Bitul Torah? What is that? Yeah, I don't even know what that means. Huh? Bevadai. You're not understanding everything, and nevertheless, this is what we're staying up for, right? We don't stay up to learn every other night of the year. That's right? Nachon? So we're obviously staying, we're not saying, don't learn. We're saying learn, but we're here for a tikkun. So the Ari HaKadosh and the other Mekubalim came out, Berov Chochmatam, Betorat HaNistar, that this is going to be metaken, the pegam that we made at Har Sinai, like this. Now, Bevadai. Can I ask you a question? Can you start reading tikkun Lein Shavuot without Birkot HaTorah? Chas v'shalom. What are you talking about? And not only that, nobody's saying read it superficially. Try to understand what you're reading. You're reading the Torah. You're reading Taryag Mitzvot. Okay, try to understand the Zohar too. Nothing's going to happen. Anyway.
It would be better to do it in English, if that's the case. If to understand it 100%
that way. Okay. I don't see an issue with that. What's the matter?
What if it's like very unpleasant food?
Okay, so...
Did you do like half?
Everybody knows that for whatever reason, Minhag B'nei HaYeshivot of the Ashkenazim, Ad Etzem HaYom HaZeh, is to do regular limud. To do and also, you know, regular limud, like you're saying, is a lot more stimulating than just reading through a tikkun. You're doing en adam lomed ela mashe libo chafetz b'makom she libo chafetz, right? All these things. So now, if you're learning something that you like, so it stimulates you a little bit more. Let's put things in perspective. The whole thing's 4 hours. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? By the time the whole seder depends when you start. You finish this. By the way, some people dilly-dally. You have to start Tikkun Lein Shavuot, ולא להפסיד, try not to speak one word of Dvarim Betelim on this night. Try not to. Straight from the Seuda, Birkat HaMazon, boom, Tikkun. Some people go and they shmooze and they fall asleep. En zman. Right after Birkat HaMazon, Tikkun. Some people ask me in my shul, what time does the Tikkun start? I said, I don't know. That doesn't mean anything. There's no. You finish Birkat HaMazon, you come back to shul, you say the Tikkun. That's the point is not, when we say staying up all night learning, it means without a, you know...
Starting at 10.
No, yeah, the night doesn't start at 2. You know what I'm saying? So, you come back and you do the tikkun. Ashkenazim, da'atam, to do that. Maran Zichron Verchai is a tshuva about it, and Yichave Da'at also. He says, Bachur Sfaradi, especially b'yeshiva Ashkenazit. Now, there's nothing wrong. Let me make something crystal clear. If you're here in yeshiva, and you want to do like your minhag, to read the tikkun Lein Shavuot during the night, nothing wrong. There's no lotit godedu, there's not, do it. If you feel out of place or tired or unstimulated, whatever it is. Okay, so learn Mashli Bu Chafetz. That's,
how much more of a mile is it to do with Minyan as opposed to doing it by yourself?
Love that. I mean, with a Minyan, it's when you're with more people, that's also more stimulating. It keeps you up.
I have to wait for them.
Why do you have to wait?
They're probably going to do this at 12 o'clock, starting at 12 o'clock.
So start yourself. What do you have to wait for? Don't wait for anybody. In life, you don't wait for anybody. You do it yourself. No. Don't wait for anybody to do anything for you. You want it done right? Do it yourself. Yeah? Azharot is bayom. Azharot you read bayom. No. Megillat Rut is during the night. But Azharot is dafka lifnei mincha. That's the minhag. We read it both during the night and during the day. Vahi beimei shefot ha-shofetim. Yeah, what are you saying?
Which kind of the Tariyak mitzvot do we go, do we read?
Yafeh. So as you probably know, there are many, many different versions among the Geonim and Rishonim about the Minyan Tariyag Mitzvot. Yeah? How many Minyanim do you know in Sfarim about of Tariyag Mitzvot? Rishonim, Rishonim. First one. What was the first one in history?
Ramban. Ramban.
Rasag. Sefer Mitzvot l'Rasag. Rabbeinu Sa'adiyah Gaon. Aya Rishon. Acharav, Bahag. Bahag, Baal Alachot Gedolot. We don't know exactly who wrote it. It's the Chida writes in Shem HaGdolim that it's Miuchas to Rav Yehudai Gaon. Another Gaon, but we're not 100% sure. That's the style. Tosfot quotes the Bahag all over the place, but it seems to be the Geonim. The Rambam worked a little bit off the style of the Bahag, but he doesn't agree to all of the Bahag's things. And who worked off the Rambam style?
Rambam?
No. Well, the Rambam has just a few amendments. Huh? Who worked directly off the of the Rambam style in Sefer Mitzvot?
The Mechachinach, the Sefer?
Baal HaTosfot, people. Sefer Mitzvot Gadol, yeah, the Samag, which was written by Hasar Rabbeinu Moshe Mechotzi, yeah, Baal HaTosfot. And then there's a Samak, Sefer Mitzvot Katan, with Hagaot on him, that was written by, yeah, the Smak. But it's Lenu Korim Samak, yeah? Rabbeinu Yitzchak Mikorbin, Rimi Korbin, also Baal HaTosfot. They all, I wouldn't say copied off of each other, but they worked off of each other's styles, just like the Shulchan Aruch worked off of whose style? Off of the Tur style. It was the same idea. And then they made their changes based on what they felt. Now, interestingly, the Minhag by the Sfaradim, I'm giving a lot of history today because it's important to understand Chag HaShavuot. Sfaradim read another version of the Tariag Mitzvot that is based primarily off of another Gaon/Rishon. We read the Azharot that were written by Rabbeinu Shlomo Ibn Gviron. There's another, tremendous Gaon. And he has a different minyan of the mitzvot that we read, Belel Chag HaShavuot. When you read it, not all of it, you'll see sometimes different girsaot because different rishonim include some mitzvot, exclude others, say this is an isur. There's different ways of splitting it up. Mikol Makom, Maran Zichron Bracha, as part of the Seder, Tikkun Lein Shavuot, used to expound on Tarag Mitzvot. Explain a little bit. The mitzvah, that's the basis of Judaism is Tariag Mitzvot. So we're reaffirming, by learning it, you reaffirm your commitment to performance of the Tariag Mitzvot. V'davar ba'ito matov, says Shlomo HaMelech in Mishle. This is the time when we became a nation. So again, la'alacha, if there's nothing wrong with doing the tikkun, there's nothing wrong with learning as usual. Each one, elu v'elu dver elu im chayim. Yeah? Where would I find that? That phrase in the Gemara. Daf. Vav. Yesterday. Yesterday's daf. Bit. Anyway.
Also in another place, right?
It's in a few places in Shas. Nachon? Lachen, Rabotai, each one is Yesodato Beharei Kodesh. For an Ashkenazi to say doing the tikkun is wrong, he's mama shooting himself in the foot because there's plenty of Poskei Ashkenaz that not only said to do it, they did it. For a Sfaradi to say, learning is wrong, is gam ta'ut because there's plenty of Gdolim that did otherwise. Whatever floats your boat, but whatever keeps you awake, yes, Kabbalistically a person should try to avoid Mishnayot. Belel Chag HaShavuot, Ashkenazim lo nahagu kacha, even though, who is the most mekubal among the, this is a trivia question for all you halacha lovers, who among all of the Nos'e Kelim of the Shulchan Aruch, HaAshkenazim, was the most Kabbalistically inclined? Nope.
Magen Avraham?
No, in his Perush. Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham quotes the Ari HaKadosh and Kitve HaAri and his Talmidim all the time. So you see, as opposed to other Poskim, as opposed to other Mefarshim, who may or may not have learned Kabbalah, the Magen Avraham based many of his psakim off of Kabbalah as well, which is a little bit different. Among the Taz didn't do that, the Bach didn't do that, Eliyahu Rabbah, Prima Gadim, they didn't do that much. But the Magen Avraham was heavy, heavy on Kitvei Ari. So that's that. Okay, Rabotai Bezat Hashem, will continue with Minhagei Shavuot. I want at least, there's 23 that I counted. I want at least 15 reasons for the Minhag of eating dairy on Shavuot Bezat Hashem by tomorrow night when we have the Shi'ur. There's 23 reasons that I found in the Poskim. Okay? I want 15. Yom Tov.